You better hang that up, or else you get that noise. Yeah.
We had an interview there first and talked with a man that was, she was secretary of this festival they're going to have here, and the man was the vice president. And she asked me how long I've been playing the fiddle.
Yeah.
I said about 70 years ago. She says, that put you way up there. I said, yeah. I said, I was 82 then. I said, I was about 12 years old when I started playing the fiddle. I said, and she asked me, I learned how to play with my daddy. He could play them old pieces as good as Roy Cuff or any of them play right now.
Yeah.
And one of my brother worked for one of my uncle lived way down there at Angeles, telling you.
Uh-huh.
And he had bought a little fiddle, about 3/4, smaller than 3/4. And for his son, and he never did learn how to play, and my brother couldn't play, and they were tussling with it one day, trying to take it out of each other's hand, and dropped it, and it broke it, you know?
Yeah.
And I believe he paid $15 for it.
Yeah.
And one day my brother asked him, said, how much you want to sell that fiddle? He said, yeah. He said, who wants to buy it? He said, me. He said, how much you want for it? He said, give me $1 and take it. I had the case and everything. So he brought it home. And I asked somebody, and I had one of my daddy's first cousin lived down at Lakeshore. He told me he could fix it. And I brought it that to him and had him to fix it. I brought it to him and said, yeah, he could fix it. He glued it up and put it together and got string and bridge and everything, fiddle, fix it, and I went there and got that thing. Man, I would take $1 million for that. And I learned how to play that, and I learned how to play with my daddy. He could play some pieces, I could learn how to play with him, you know?
Yeah.
And then when I went to school, Stanislaus DeBeda, I went there 3 years. The first year I was there not long, brother asked, I talked to the music teacher there one day about taking violin. Said, yeah. So I started taking violin. I took music there, and I took it that 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I could play anything. I play in the church, play everything, you know. And then I bought a piano for my oldest daughter, and she could play, and her and I both had played. And then I lost a little girl later, actually, that after I was married. That's way before I married. And I'd play in church. I could play just anything by note. And I lost a little girl, and I stayed out of playing a while, and then my daughter, she went to school with, she got to where she could play pretty good, but she went to work, and I just lost interest, and I just plumb forgot all my notes. I never did practice, you know. I could play, still play some of them old pieces, but a lot of them I can't hardly think of, you know. I forget a lot of them. My granddaddy, Moran's violin, he bought it when he was a young boy. He paid $55 for it. And my granddaddy gave it to one of the other boys. My daddy traded him something for it. I don't remember how they. And it's one piece back. And my youngest boy can play the fiddle. He can pick the guitar. He can pick any guitar. He had one of these steel guitars. He played it.
Yeah.
And he got to where now he plays fiddle. And I bought a fiddle in the school when I was going to Ansigo, and he got that. And that old fiddle was so old, I made the last set of keys for it with my knife.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought it up there to Hattiesburg. The man up there said he could fix it. And he fixed it, and he built that up. But I told that boy, don't be as go home. And he had some scratches on it, he had fixed that. And he put a new fingerboard, it was wore out so bad, you know?
Yeah.
And he put a new set of string, a bridge, and everything on it, and a set of